Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Executive order that the governor just decided that he was going to put in place. And absolutely, I think it's a complete violation of our rights. I think it's ridiculous, and people should stand up against it.
So when does this end?
Probably never. I think they're going to keep going with it. I mean, it started with 2 weeks to slow the spread. Now we're into July. And then they're talking about a second wave coming, second lockdowns. Then it goes into next winter. Then it's next flu season. And, you know, what are we looking at? Vaccine, forced inoculations? What's next?
Yeah, I wouldn't hold your breath on a vaccine. There's never been a vaccine against any coronavirus ever. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. I mean, that's a fair question at this point. When and how does this end? You know, I don't know what your thoughts on life are, but mine are, it's pretty short. And I would like to be able to enjoy, at my own risk, I would like to enjoy my life to the greatest degree possible, doing the things that I most enjoy doing to the greatest degree possible. And I don't feel at this point like I'm able to do that. It's enough to drive me to drink. Which actually sounds like a really good idea. It is Bowerly. And I don't know about you, but one of the things that has been a source of concern or annoyance with me, and maybe you're in the same boat, I honestly do not know whom to trust anymore. I have no idea who is giving us the straight dope on COVID-19, the numbers of COVID-19, the contagiousness of COVID-19. I mean, I just hear anecdotal stories like the rest of you about a family of four, two people had it, two people never got it, and then at least one of the people who got it got counted as two separate cases, which doesn't make any sense to me. So I don't know what to believe. I'll wear a mask so the places I go don't get jammed up. I'll follow the rules. Do I have any or much confidence that it does any good? No, not really. I wash my hands like a maniac. I'm big on social distancing. I mean, I'll say that much. But let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Here is next caller, Brenda in Buffalo. Brenda.
Yes, hi. Hi, Tom. Yes, okay, I'm going to say a phrase. All money is not good money. Now, that's something that I've been taught from seniors and hurt about making, you know, about money.
If all money had to be clean, we'd still be living in caves.
And if a person comes into your business and they cannot follow the laws that will keep your business, and they know that your business has to rely and answer to the state for certain things, then you don't need their money. To be honest, you really don't need them because they're going to cost you more money in the long run.
No, amen.
Okay, do I feel that I'm confined? No. In 1973, I contracted tuberculosis. I was a college student. I was isolated. I was in quarantine for four months, which they caught mine in time. I went in for surgery. They opened me up, found out I had tuberculin bacteria. I had to be, now, I went in for one thing and had to end up staying 4 months. Now, that was a rude awakening. Back then, it was at the old E.J. Meyer Hospital. There was no internet, just three stations on the TV. I was in a ward across from the alcoholic ward. But, however, it was boring, but I sustained it.
It's funny you mentioned tuberculosis, because every year we have 10 million people in the world who come down with tuberculosis. I haven't heard anything about a tuberculosis pandemic.
Well, I'm going to tell you, tuberculosis is not cured. It's arrested.
That's right.
What you call it. I still have the effects of it in my system, and I worked in the school system, and I used to didn't get the flu shot. And by working with children, I used to get the flu every year, and which I started off getting the flu shot, and then I stopped when I worked with kids. So I have to get the flu shot, which I speak highly of, because it does help me. However, if I get a bad cold or something bad in my system, I will go to my doctor and say, okay, check me out to make sure this TB has not surfaced, which it hasn't, and they've assured me it's pretty well encased.
Well, I'm happy to hear that, Brenda. I need to move. You take care of yourself. Obviously, I would think tuberculosis would be an aggravating factor for COVID, but you can look up the number yourself. 10 million people a year with tuberculosis, and I haven't heard about a tuberculosis pandemic. And tuberculosis, as she said, it can't be cured.
It's Bowerly. Tom Bowerly. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yeah, so anyway, during the break, because I have nothing better to do, I was looking up tuberculosis. And a lot of tuberculosis can actually be cured if they get it early enough. But there also is a bad strain of multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis, which is not curable. And millions of people every year contract tuberculosis, like 10 million a year. And we don't hear about a tuberculosis pandemic. It is primarily in about 7 or 8 countries around the world. So I just wanted to bring an update on that. Also, Alabama has just come out with mandatory masking requirements in the state of Alabama. So the mask issue continues to be hot. Locally, one of the restaurants that was doing live music, The Stage, is closed. They have been ordered closed by the health department. And one of my questions to you is it really on the establishment, or should the health department pick out the individuals who are breaking the diktats of the state for singular punishment? I don't think it's right that people go into a place, and then the more they drink, the stupider they get, and then they take the mask off and they stand up and start dancing. I don't think the establishment ought to be closed for that kind of behavior. I think the individual who's doing that kind of behavior is the one who needs to be led out of the establishment and, if appropriate, given a ticket by the appropriate health official. Closing down businesses for the actions of patrons, I don't know, not a real big fan of that in this particular case. It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. And what are they going to do about schools? Because I overheard some kids talking last night. I presume, well, they're students, I'm sure, at a local school district, and they were talking about the rules coming out that they're going to have to wear masks the entire day when they are in school. If you are a teacher, what have you heard about this, and how are you going to teach with a mask on? And, you know, there's another aspect to this, too. Those of you who are sending your kids away to be brainwashed by communists at $50,000 a year, I'm just curious if the classes are going to be online, or half the classes are going to be online, shouldn't you get a discount? Big Sheepskin has been raping students and parents across America for years. To be honest with you, I don't feel like we are as free as we were last year. I mean, let's just use our common sense here. When you literally have to say, gee, can I go to Florida? What will I have to do when I go to Florida? What will I have to do as far as quarantine when I return from Florida? That's not like it used to be. Hey, I think I'll take a trip to Florida. Have fun in Florida. Come back. Enjoy my life. And it's not like that anymore. Everything has changed. And it's like we went from the announced goal of flattening the curve to what? I mean, what is the new goal now? That's something I don't understand. What is the goal? The total eradication of COVID-19? That's not going to happen. The COVID-19, my opinion, is not going to be eradicated. So the rest of our lives, we're going to be in various states of flux as far as where we can travel, how long we can stay, what we can do when we arrive, what we must do when we come back to our domicile. Are we ever going to get to see the strippers in Canada again? Think the important things of life. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Do you know how many medical students at the strip clubs are probably not going to be able to pay their tuition because not enough American dollars are flowing up there? It's enough to make you weep. Here's Ken in Amherst. That was sarcasm. Ken, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for identifying that as sarcasm. It was almost missed. So you brought up so many different topics here, but I see this as an issue of respect. I wear a mask as a respect for you, not knowing whether I've picked up the virus and that I might shed it toward you. I look at you wearing a mask in public around me as how much respect you have for others, and it tells me more about you than anything. I really don't feel that Governor Cuomo should still have his emergency powers anymore, and I don't know why our legislature hasn't gotten control of that. It really bothers me that we have two branches of government in New York State, not three.
See, okay, here's my take on that. If you are so concerned that you might have picked up COVID-19, do you minimize the amount of time you spend outside or minimize the amount of time you spend in establishments?
I do. And but when I go out for a walk on a sidewalk, I feel that, you know, any of my breathing puts whatever parts per billion at very, very, very small. So I'll walk off the sidewalk and go around you as you come towards me, but I don't spend a lot of time out there. I was an ICU nurse for my entire career, and I have a basic understanding of disease, and much of what they tell us is correct. However, there's a lot of eye candy going on out there, and I think there's a lot of leaders that don't understand, like Brown, Mayor Brown, and polling cars. I don't think they really understand what the heck they are doing with this disease. I think they're being guided, but they don't understand what they're talking about.
Well, I'm with you to this extent. I wear a mask out of respect for the businesses I am patronizing because I do not wish to see the businesses get jammed up because I'm doing something wrong. For example, if we go to Brightsmith, and we're waiting for a table, my mask is on. When we're walking through, my mask is on. When we sit at the table, the mask comes off. When we rise to leave, the mask goes on. Now, whether that's effective, whether it does anything to stop COVID, I haven't a clue.
Right. I don't either. It does come down to I don't feel free. I'm afraid that the president is not helping this situation by sometimes being kind of irresponsible, but I don't feel free, and I think Governor Cuomo has much too much power. I think the local leaders have way too much power in this issue, and I think those things that you're doing are reasonable things if a virus can go 6 to 10 feet, and why are we worrying about, you know, me being in a building with somebody 20 feet away, you know, and I don't have a mask on. I get it, but I do minimize my time out because there's a lot that we still don't understand, unfortunately.
Yeah, but and the other thing that I'm hearing a lot of, and I don't think it's false or idle speculation, is why two standards? Why one set of standards for bars where people recreate, and another set of standards for big box stores or grocery stores?
Oh, I agree, and it always bothered me how malls can't open, but Walmart and Home Depot and Lowe's can. Come on, that doesn't make sense. You know, you got to clear up this confusion here because it just doesn't make sense. So I get it, and I agree with you, Tom. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you. That frees up a line at 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So one of my questions, one of the local music joints has been shut down by the county health department, and I want your take on, should the businesses themselves be shut down? The businesses themselves, should they be shut down, or should the violating patrons be the ones who are pulled aside by some health department employee and issued a fine or issued a ticket? I think the offender ought to be the one to pay the price for their offense. And for example, let's see, tonight at Banchetti's, don't mean to give free publicity, and I don't get free stuff there, unfortunately. But at Banchetti's, they've got a band playing tonight called This and That, and they have taken every conceivable, possible, imaginable step in order to make sure that they are in full compliance with all of the diktats of New York State and Erie County. And they've got security people there. And if you are standing up and you don't have a mask on, within seconds you are told to put your mask on. And you know, all it takes, I mean, it's irritating to me because all it takes is somebody who is unwilling to show the respect for the establishment to wreck the entire establishment. And I don't think that's right. I think the person who is being disrespectful ought to be the one to pay the punishment, not the person who operates the joint. But I've said this before, Banchetti's also one of the reasons they are so good at what they have been doing. They get a lot of space. They get a lot of space outside, and they've got the right legal representation. So anybody who, you know, tries to shut down Banchetti's, they're going to be dealing with a major law firm on their side. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Next up is Bill in Eden. I'm sorry, Bill in Buffalo. Bill, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. I just think that it was I don't know. It's like a catch-22. You're opening up a venue. There's alcohol served. People are out listening to music, having fun. How can you have fun with a mask on? I mean, you know people are going to ignore that rule. And if I could just play devil's advocate.
Well, actually, no. I mean, I've seen people fully in compliance with the rule at Banchetti's. But as I said earlier, it is not as fun as it used to be. I've had more fun in people's pools this summer.
Oh, I totally agree with you.
And plus, it's just a lot easier to pee.
Yeah, well, I totally agree with you on that thought. I mean, this whole situation is messed up. Now, you could wrap yourself in plastic, wear a mask, wear gloves, go into an establishment. Who's to say that you don't catch it? Now, if you catch it in an establishment you're at and you did everything right, shouldn't they be held responsible?
You would have a very difficult time proving where you contracted COVID-19.
I understand that, but, I mean, when I go to my barber, he scans my forehead, everything like that. I mean, are they doing that before people go into these places?
Well, I mean, basically, the scanning of the forehead thing strikes me as kind of stupid because if this thing can be dormant for 7 days, 5 to 7 days before you develop symptoms, if you develop symptoms, all the temperature shows is what your body temperature is at that moment. You could be harboring full-blown COVID about to break out, but it just hasn't done it yet.
Well, it's summertime, too, and it's going to be 90 degrees for the next few days. And if you get your forehead scanned after you come out of the sun, it's going to show you have a higher temperature than normal.
You are correct.
I don't know. This whole thing is just nuts, man. I wish we could get back to normal. I think the governor way overstepped his bounds.
Well, look, it's going to get worse because hold on a minute, because in Alabama, they've just come out with a mandatory mask decree. That is in Alabama. So I was going to make a cousin joke, but I think I'll refrain. We go back to Bill with his closing thoughts. I agree. This whole thing is crazy. But, you know, what is the end game at this point? Because at first we were told flatten the curve, flatten the curve. We flatten the curve. Now what are we doing? Exactly what are we doing? Are we waiting for eradication? Good luck with that.
Tom, I have no idea. I know that every time you submit to one of the governor's orders, he just throws another one on you. And I just want to say one more thing before I hang up. I've seen people walking around with these masks on, and some of these masks are so filthy, I've seen cleaner underwear. And I just don't know how that stops anything.
Thank you very much for the underwear reference. I needed that in some sick Germanic way. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Some people's masks. Look, I was at a healthcare facility in recent times, and the person at the healthcare facility was wearing a mask, and the nostrils were totally exposed. And it was like, wait a minute, I'm wearing my cotton mask, totally covering my body. Well, it's a small body, and nothing is exposed. And you're working here, and your nostrils are exposed. And you know what? I didn't freak out. I'm not going to, you know what? I can't freak out every time I see somebody who's not wearing a mask right. I can't freak out every time I see somebody standing up at a joint who doesn't have a mask on. I can't do it. I mean, I'm sorry, but there's enough in life to freak out about that you could literally drive yourself poop crazy if you wanted to. And honestly, look, I don't know the answer to how efficacious masks are in preventing COVID. I know the N95 mask is supposedly the best. It's the gold standard, but I don't know if my cloth masks do any good. I don't have a clue. I wear them when I have to wear them out of respect for the business I am patronizing because I don't want to jam them up. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. David on a cell phone, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
David, I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, we're playing. I'm the bass player from Rock Bottom.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Good, how you doing? I know you're bro and everything.
Excellent. Yeah, it's a tough summer for Joyride.
Yeah, I'm heading to rehearsal right now, but we're playing there, should I say it, this Saturday. And I'm kind of worried for the owner, you know, with everything going on. We did put in all our advertising, you know, the mask etiquette applies, but I don't know. He also wanted us to put no dancing. It reminds me of Footloose. Well, you can have the concert, but no dancing.
Yeah, there were a lot of memes going around last week at Banchetti's about that. Believe me.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm more of the look at it is I'm a first responder. I've been, in the past, first responder for years. On leave of absence now, but in our training, it always said, you know, if you want to take care of yourself, take care of yourself first. You can't take care of anybody else. So I feel if you want to take care of yourself, you don't want to go to any of these venues, stay home. The ones that do, we're adults, we understand, come out. But if you're that freaked out, stay home.
Thank you for saying that, because I'm getting sick and tired of certain people I know who lecture other people for getting together, and then I see those people who lecture other people for getting together going out. It's like, wait a minute. If you're that freaked out by COVID-19, stay the F home.
There you go. It's a real simple solution. You know, I mean, I just posted, it just bugs me so much. And like I had put, and also in small business, I says, if you're a small business and you're not open, you know what, and you're going out of business and it's a lifelong business and you're it's got to go, you got no one to blame but yourself. Open up. I mean, it's not a crime to feed your family. You know, apparently it's okay to shoot and loot for bread, so I've heard. But, you know, it's not a crime to feed your family.
It's also a healthy expression to tear down statues. So I want to take a trip to Albany when this is done and tear down the one of Mario Cuomo. See what the governor has to say about that.
I feel, if we're all as a business people and, you know, as a community going to open, and we know stay home if you don't want to, you know, if you don't want to participate, that's great. But I just feel, you know, if enough people open as a protest, are we not, as business people, protesting? Then it should be cool.
Some protests are okay and others are not. I mean, you know, you could overwhelm the system. And I think things should have been completely opened up months ago. I think this whole thing is ridiculous. And nobody's explained to me what the end game is here. What is the end game? We flattened the curve. Mission accomplished. Can we please move on? And where's rock bottom playing and when?
Yeah, the end game is after the elections. Then everything will be back to normal.
Yeah, we won't hear about COVID again. So where's rock bottom playing and when?
We are playing at the Cove Saturday, 7 to 11.
Well, good luck. I hope you don't get shut down.
I hope so, too.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, can somebody please explain to me what the end game is at this point? Because I understood the original flattening the curve. I went along with flattening the curve. I thought it made a lot of sense. I thought Cuomo did a fine job the first 30 days. After that, I think he's become absolutely a megalomaniac with power. And, you know, I know he's a lonely guy looking for love on Lark Street in Albany, but that's another story.
Coming in from London, from over the pole, flying in a big airliner, chicken flying everywhere around the plane. Could we ever feel much finer?
Yeah, when's the last time you heard that one? And yeah, it's on my iPod, which I think is dying. Anyway, hey, I know there's a lot of people on hold, but I've got some important information that I want to share with you regarding the New York State Police. The New York State Police Benevolent Association president is demanding removal of troopers from New York City today. The Troopers Union is sending out a press release about our demand that New York State troopers be removed from New York City. It's unfortunate that as a union we have to take this drastic stance, but at 3 p.m., New York Mayor Bill de Blasio is scheduled to sign legislation that will put any troopers performing their duties within the five boroughs in an extremely precarious position. With a stroke of his pen, the mayor will place an almost insurmountable hurdle for any law enforcement officer to overcome when attempting to arrest a combative subject. To the members of Troop NYC, this position in no way is demeaning or criticizing the exceptional job each of you perform every day. Furthermore, there should be no undue worry on your part for any hypothetical future involuntary transfers, as the PBA will fight to ensure hardships will be kept to an extreme minimum. The citizens of New York City have chosen their path as a result of the officials they have elected to represent them. We prefer not to have a front row seat as the city spirals downward into a sea of criminality and anarchism. And there's much more from the New York State Police Troopers Benevolent Association, but this is a very, very strong statement. And if you were planning on going to New York City, don't. I was supposed to go to New York City in October. I will not go to New York City. Very simple reason. I do not feel safe in New York City. Used to love going to New York City. You know that. But I ain't going to go anymore. It's why put myself in a situation like that? So screw New York City. They deserve what they get, and that's all I can say. People get what they deserve, and New York City deserves its fate. I can only hope for the day when New York City is no more a part of New York State and becomes its own country or something. All right, let's get back to the calls. If you're just joining us, we're still, believe it or not, talking about the mask situation. And one of the things that I haven't really talked to you about is places are getting closed because patrons are not wearing masks. The stage in Clarence got shut down. My understanding is that people were not wearing masks. Places I've heard about that have been shut down are being shut down because patrons are not following the rules on masks or social distancing. And my question is, why shut down the establishments? Why not go after the people who aren't following the rules that they have to follow now? And can somebody please explain to me what the COVID-19 endgame is? Because back in March, it was all about flattening the curve, flattening the curve, flattening the curve. What can you explain to me right now? What is the end game? What is the end game with this? To defeat COVID-19. Well, how are you going to defeat it? It's going to be out there. It's going to be out there. It's around us. It's everywhere. You can't defeat it. I mean, eventually, maybe they'll have a vaccine, but I wouldn't bet money on it. Maybe hydroxychloroquine works. I don't know. I mean, different studies. I don't know whom to believe anymore about masks. I don't know whom to believe anymore about statistics. And I sure as hell don't understand what the end game is anymore. Do you understand what the end game is? Because I don't. I mean, seriously, I don't know how many of you are having vacation issues, just speaking personally, I like to get around. I like to travel, and it is just not like it was a year ago. Hop on a plane, go to Florida, spend some time in the sun, hop on a plane, come back, continue your life, and it's not like that anymore. So, I mean, what exactly is the end game? 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Here's Ricky in Hamburg. Ricky.
Hey, Tom. I'm going to go off on a little bit of a tangent here. So, first off, these businesses closing because of masks, or you're supposed to wear them or not, or they're getting shut down and getting fined for that, is bogus. First off, my opinion, it should be your own choice if, A, you're going to get in your car, drive to the location, and patronize it. If you feel comfortable wearing the mask, you wear it. If you don't, you don't. How does this fall on the owner of the establishment? Secondly.
I don't think it should.
Oh, absolutely not. Secondly, if the establishment says, because it's their property, they require you to wear a mask, which is bogus, then you wear the mask. That's it. Do I want to wear it? No, absolutely not. But if that's what they're asking me to do, then that's what I'll do. I'm not going to be in there complaining to them. They're just trying to do the best that they can for the rules that are laid out for them from Dictator Cuomo. Third off, the end game of this, the only thing outlook I could see is to get the people out of power in the position. Now, with that being said, every person says, oh, we need to get together. We need to stand up for this. We got to do this. We got to do that. But guess what? Not one person does anything. So I'll give a little credit to the Democrats. They're really good at making a whole bunch of noise and making a huge stink about something, and they get it done. I'll give them that. Granted, I don't agree at all with what they do, but everybody wants to point the finger and say, oh, we got to do this. Well, let's do something about it. Instead of saying it, actions speak louder than words. It needs to happen. If not, this is what you're going to deal with. You're going to deal with New York City becoming an inhospitable place. I mean, good for the Police Benevolence Association. I feel bad for the families a little bit because they're going to have to relocate. But I understand what's going on. I mean, that's what you have to do. Why should they risk their life for people that do not like them, that spit on them?
Well, they're risking culpability. They're risking civil liability. It's not worth it. I mean, oddly enough, bad guys, when you're arresting them, they don't want to go to jail.
No. And it doesn't matter. I am sick and tired of hearing black, white, purple. That it does not matter. If you break the law in any facet, you need to be arrested or detained or whatever happens. If you combat with the police, then you're going to face those consequences too.
Yeah, we all break laws, but we don't all get combative with the police.
No, not at all. I've had to deal with them younger, and guess what? I didn't do. I did not make the situation worse, because that's just, to me, it's common sense, but some people don't have it. And I just had to get that off my, I'm just so tired of people pointing the finger on both sides saying they should do this, we should do this. Then do it.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Should establishments be closed down if patrons don't wear masks? It just that doesn't seem fair to me. If patrons do not follow the social distancing guidelines and the masking guidelines, why can't the health department issue fines against the people who aren't following the rules instead of shutting down a business that is trying its best? And you can't possibly have a one-to-one staff ratio and make any money. That's just ludicrous. Take the people who can't follow the rules, whatever you think about the rules, and make them liable. Not the joint they happen to frequent. And, you know, for the people who are petrified of COVID-19, seriously, I don't understand people who post on social media how they're so concerned about COVID-19 and how everybody who doesn't want to wear a mask is nothing but a moron and da-da-da-da-da. And my take on it is, if you are that upset and that worried about COVID, you shouldn't go anywhere. You should stay at home. The rest of us will take our chances and live our lives. And it may kill us, but I want to know what the end game is for all of this. You know, what exactly is the end game? Here's Brian in Olean. Brian.
Yeah, Tom. I think the reason why they are going after the businesses instead of the patrons is for a couple of reasons. One, the businesses have the deep pockets. Or at least it's assumed that they have the deep pockets. Two, the businesses aren't going anywhere. With the police already stretched thin, someone calling the cops or the health inspector cannot just expect the cops to come and issue the ticket. However, the business is likely not going anywhere for a while, so they can take their good old time and send them a ticket in the mail and say, here, pay this multi-$1,000 ticket if you want to keep your doors open. I think it's a bunch of baloney. It is grossly unfair to the business owner. And really, in playing the long game, it is cutting the county and state's own throats in the long run, because the more businesses that go down the drain, the less tax revenue there is going to be for them to vacuum up and redistribute as they see fit, you know, using their little socialist agenda or whatever your political, you know, views may be on that. I guess mine's pretty clear by now.
Well, what I can easily see happening is the bill being sent to Washington, D.C., and everybody expecting Uncle Sam to print money out the wazoo.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
Minneapolis already tried it with the burned out buildings.
Yeah, just a stone's throw from us right now. We have Bradford, Pennsylvania. There's some of us in the area are calling the Bradford Brown Shirts, who are a group of about 100 different people, volunteers and neighborhood busybodies and narcs and whatnot, who are going into businesses and actively looking for people who are not wearing masks and taking pictures and calling the health department and trying to get people and businesses in trouble. Because, well, there's a little bit of a reward system involved. And so it's turning people against one another. It is bad for business. It's really poisoning people's minds.
I want to know more about the Bradford Brown Shirts. If you're listening in Bradford, PA, let me know what the story is. I'm glad you called.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, thank you. East Germany, you can look it up online, had the Stasi. And after the fall of the communist East German government and Erich Honecker, they found out that like 1 in 3 East Germans were basically a spy for the state. Bowerly, so I'm sure you've been out, and I'm sure you've seen people who do not follow the rules on masking or social distancing. And the way I understand it, it's the places they frequent who are taking the hit from the government inspectors. I think that's ass backwards. I think the people who can't follow the rules need to be pulled out of the venue and issued a ticket and a fine by a health inspector. Because how is it fair that you get you know, let's say you've got a big venue and there are five people who just don't understand what they have to do at this point in time, and then you're on the hook for those five people that you can't possibly supervise closely if they're being that obvious and that brazen, let the health inspector pull those people out and give them a fine. And the bigger question here is, what, guys, what is the end game in all of this? When and how exactly does this end? Because every day it's a new restriction. Every day it's you can't go here without quarantining. You can't go there. You can't go into Canada until August 21st. And you know it's not going to be August 21st because they keep moving it back. No fans at Bills games. I mean, when does this stop? What is the end game? Here is Mike, and I don't have an answer for what the end game is, so I'm counting on your brilliance. Mike Cheektowaga, you're on WBEN.
Well, which question you want answered first? Love the bars?
Oh, yeah, I'll let you set the tone.
Well, here's the first thing. Of course the bars shouldn't be blamed, but that's part of the leftist strategy. You pit brother against brother. You divide and conquer. They know they can't enforce it, so what they're doing to the poor businesses is they're sicking them on the general public and holding them hostage and blackmailing them into keeping their business. And that, you know, and I know things are tough in the industry. I was in the restaurant business 20 years. I know it inside out and backwards, so I can sympathize. But we have so much power. You want this to go away? Resist the mask. If you're sick and you're hacking and coughing, you should be wearing one anyway in spite of this virus. But resist it. It will not go away until we get rid of the fear. The fear is the mask. Once the mask is gone, the fear goes down. If you walked into a store and you didn't see mask, just think about your feeling. Go, wow, this is pretty good. Nobody's got a mask on, and I'm still alive. It's the fear. It's a pandemic of fear, and they're going to drag. This is not going to go away. There's no end game. There's no end game till we end it. And I'm the biggest participant. I will not wear that mask. You know, I'm one of the workers out here. A lot of the people that want to wear a mask may be still collecting their unemployment, like that last caller, you know, wham, wham, wham. If I go here, I put my mask on. If I go there, I don't want to be responsible. If you're not sick, you're not responsible for anything, you dummy. I mean, I saw a construction site the other day. These guys are out there breaking their behind in the hot sun. You think they're going to wear a mask? I mean, and they weren't wearing them. And they're right next to each other, and life goes on. They got to take a look around. Never going to go away till we get rid of the mask. There's the first bit of fear. There's the first strength. We have so much strength. I wish I was more politically oriented, because I'll tell you what, I would lead the people. It's just politics is just not my thing. And I wish I was that kind of leader, because it would be, I would really do my best. I would give up everything I own to lead them, because if we don't do it now, never going to end, ever. They'll ask us to laminate our heads next. And people are going to do it. They're going to be out buying laminating machines.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Your thoughts on what he had to say? Is the mask itself generating fear? And my bigger question is, what is the end game of all this? And something that we haven't heard a lot. I would love to hear from teachers. How are you going to teach? How are you going to educate wearing a mask? And how strict are you going to be in the classroom about kids needing to wear masks? I mean, when you're in elementary school, how are you going to pick your nose wearing a mask? That's what I want to know. That's a major issue.
It's Bowerly. Tom Bowerly. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
Oh, baby, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. And, wow, interesting letter from the president of the New York State Trooper PBA. Yeah. Doesn't want New York State troopers deployed in New York City anymore. Basically, in an email to members who are state troopers, said, look, New York City has made its decision. New York City has put these politicians into power, and we don't want troopers in New York City anymore. It's just not safe. Basically, let the place burn to the ground for all they care. And I really can't blame them, to be honest with you. Yeah, there are actually reports of like 2 or 2.5 million people just getting out of New York City between COVID and fear of anarchy and all the nonsense that's going on in New York City. But the stage is a, was a live music joint in Clarence. And what I'm trying to figure out, there are several things I'm trying to figure out. Number one, the mask situation. Now, the last call of the last hour said, this isn't going to go away until we all say no to the mask. And I want your thoughts on that. I wear a mask when I have to wear a mask. I don't wear a mask when I don't need to wear a mask. If I'm going into a store, I wear a mask. If I'm going into the doctor's, I wear a mask. If I'm going somewhere that says you need to have a mask, I wear a mask. I do it because I don't want to be responsible for a business shutting down. God knows they've been up against enough. Do I have... How much confidence do I have that the mask will protect you from my COVID, which I don't have at last check? I don't know. How confident am I that your mask is going to prevent me from coming down with your COVID? I don't know. The larger question is, what is the end game here? When does this all end? Because just to go back to the beginning of this, the goal was to flatten the curve so hospitals weren't overwhelmed. We flattened the curve, and now we're still in this holding pattern, and it's getting worse. So we have a governor who has imposed what very well may be unconstitutional and illegal quarantines on people traveling domestically within the United States. One of the big news sites had an article basically calling out Cuomo on his unconstitutional quarantine order. You go to Florida or Ohio or just about half the states in this country, you come back to New York State, you are supposed to quarantine. There are serious questions as to whether or not that's even a legal order or whether that is...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
He's absolutely overstepping his authority. And it's pretty interesting because back when President Trump put in the embargo on Chinese travel, the Democrats called him xenophobic and all these kinds of things that weren't very, very complimentary. And now the Democrats have taken quarantines and bans to totally new levels. And I want to know what you think the end game is. Usually I'm pretty good at spotting end games, and for the life of me, I can't figure out what this one is. Is it the total elimination of COVID-19? I would love to see that day happen, but I don't think that that's very reasonable. I don't think it's realistic. I think the realistic look at this is people are going to continue to get COVID. Those who are in the high risk groups are going to continue to die, although most of the people even in the high risk groups are going to survive COVID-19. And we're going to continue to hear about more and more people testing positive for COVID-19. The death rate is probably going to be about 0.2%. So Trump will probably be proven right in terms of comparing it to the flu in terms of the overall death rate. Nobody, I don't want to see anybody get sick. I'm heartbroken with there have been two or three deaths during this whole thing that have not directly hit me, but they've indirectly hit me, and they're painful. But at the same time, there have been deaths of people from suicide, overdoses, car accidents, heart attacks, cancer, that have also, hit. And, unfortunately, I mean, it's hard, you know, it's hard to speak truth sometimes and not seem, and seem insensitive, but we all have an expiration date on us. We're born with an expiration date. And some of you have an expiration date in your 40s, and it's not fair. It's not good. My expiration date was almost 54. Barely beat that one. My mom's expiration date, somewhere in her 80s or 90s. I mean, she's 86 and going strong. But every time I walk through a cemetery, I am reminded that not everybody lives to be 70. Not everybody makes 80. It's a relatively new phenomenon that we expect that we're going to have these 85-year lives. And a lot of people just don't. And somebody once told me, a doctor actually told me, that if you want to have a long life, choose your parents wisely. And I guess choose your genetics wisely. I missed out on both those. Just kidding. All right, let's go to my mother listens. She's probably throwing things at the radio. John on Grand Island, hello.
Hello, Tom.
Yes, sir.
I just had a couple things to mention about masks. I just wonder if some of these anti-maskers would be comfortable with going into an operating room and have their surgeon and staff in the operating room take off their mask and take the risk of getting infections. These masks are meant to prevent spittle from carrying these various things we have in our mouths, germs and bacteria and viruses, from going out into the patient's wound. The same thing goes.
Well, it may not be a fair comparison if you're talking about making an incision in the body and opening it up and having things, you know, swirling around the operating room as opposed to standing in line at a restaurant.
I understand that, but it's still the same idea, that to keep your own inside so that somebody else doesn't breathe it in.
Well, presuming that the mask you're wearing actually works, or that you're wearing it the right way.
Exactly right, and that's what I was going to say. They ought to have more public service announcements on TV, on all the channels, how to wear a mask, keep it over your nose. You don't need an N95 unless you're experiencing something like you're up against somebody with tuberculosis or something like that. The other thing was, is I think these employers of the various establishments, whether it be Tops, Ace Hardware, whatever, where you need to go, enforce the mask for their own employees. You know, all the customers walk in on a mask, and there their employees are with them hanging under their nose or under their chin. Maybe they ought to let people in the first place without a mask. That was just my idea of why people are so reticent about wearing masks, and they do good. So anyway, they keep your spit inside, and people tend to take them down when they speak to you. You'll ask somebody, where is the bread, let's say, and then they pull their mask down and say, oh, it's over there, and that's exactly what you don't want to do. You don't want to have your mask down while you're speaking. It's just they need to have more instructions on TV, public service announcements on how to proper way to wear masks and when you keep them up and when you don't.
Well, and I'd also like to see, for what it's worth, I'd also like to see scientific studies on these reusable cloth masks, not the N95 masks, but the other ones that most people seem to have adopted.
Right, right. I think they need to, if they're going to wear the reusable cloth masks, they need to wash them frequently.
So, John, what's the end game? We're going to spend the rest of our lives wearing masks and in crowds of no more than 50?
Well, I don't think that'll be the case, but at least for the time being, until things get on. I mean,
what's the time being? I mean, is it 5 years? Is it 10 years? Is it 1 year? That's what's starting to grate on me. What exactly is the time being, and what exactly is the end game here?
Till we find out how to control this thing better. The best we have right now is to try to keep it from spreading to a lot of people who are, you know, have underlying conditions and so forth and so on. And also, it's hitting the younger people now that are gathering in bars and things. And not all of them get away with no bad outcomes. I mean, some of them are having actual strokes. Some actually are dying. And I've talked to many medical people who I'm familiar with. And when you talk to them, you realize this is a real thing and it's bad.
Well, almost all of the younger people who have died had pre-existing comorbidities.
Exactly. That's why we ought to be protecting them by wearing masks.
Well, or if you know you have a pre-existing comorbidity, be extra careful, or as careful as you can if you are younger. At my point, I don't really care, but for other people, they should be, you know, pay attention. I'm glad you called. Thank you. No, I mean, look, I'm going to be 57 years old in September. I have a ton of underlying comorbidities, but I've made a conscious decision that I'm going to live my life, I'm going to enjoy my life, I'm going to do the things I enjoy doing. At the same time, I will be responsible as far as social distancing and washing my hands. And yeah, I'll wear a mask, even though I honestly don't know if a mask is going to do me any good, if it's going to do you any good. And, you know, I'm reasonably confident with my overall health that even with the comorbidities, I'm pretty sure that I would do very well against COVID. That's my gut. That's not my brain. That's just my gut. Let's go to traffic on WBEN. Worst virus ever was chickenpox at 35. It would have to go some to beat chickenpox at 35. Breaking news. New Era Field is New Era Field no more. New Era Field no longer exists. Wow. That didn't take long. So New Era Field is no longer New Era Field. My understanding is it will now be called Governor Andrew Cuomo Stadium. Now, that's not true. Phil, you look like you want to say something.
Yeah, the Bills released a statement saying the Buffalo Bills and New Era Cap Company jointly announced that New Era has asked to be released from their naming rights and sponsorship deals with the Bills. They're currently negotiating the details of the separation, and the Bills are beginning the process of pursuing a new naming rights partner for the stadium.
Wow. Let's see. Entercom Field. All right, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Back to the calls, and next up we have Robin in Albion. Robin, what is the end game for the masks and COVID-19? You got to turn the radio down, just like Phil told you. I need to put you back on hold. I hate doing that, but I must do it. Here's Art in Hamburg. Art, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, Art.
That was a quick thing on the sneeze. I can't believe that.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said that was a quick action on that stadium with the naming.
To me, that's one of those things. It's like the Redskins thing. I think it was inevitable. It did surprise me the rapidity with which it happened, but Mark Poloncarz was pretty outspoken last week. New Era, not exactly everybody's favorite company in Western New York right now.
No, I hear you. And the mask, I think it's just personal responsibility. It really frosted my nads that that place got closed for other people's stupidity, quite frankly. If you're going there and you want to enjoy this stuff, just do what you're supposed to do, follow the rules. But they should fine or penalize the people that break the rules, not the place that's holding the event, unless the event's not trying to enforce the rules. You know, so there's some on both sides, but I think it's the people, especially when they drink and they're going to start getting idiotic.
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, I mentioned this earlier, but that's one thing I have noticed, that places that start out with the best intentions, all it takes is somebody to get four or five drinks in them, and suddenly, mask? What mask? No dancing? I'm going to dance. You know, the more people drink, the stupider they get.
I agree. And the end game, my personal feeling is someone, I don't know who was quoted, but they said disaster go to waste or something to that effect. You know.
Never let a crisis go to waste. But I don't see what the end game is here. And that's I'm asking you guys, because usually I can spot end games coming from years away. This one, I can't.
Well, I mean, it's a real virus. It's a real thing. But they're using it to damage, in my opinion, they're using it to damage Trump or make him look bad. There's a lot of inflated numbers going on. I mean, you've been reporting on all that. But, and it's all, I think it all ties together. It's all just trying to make a negative image, a negative thing, instill some fear, you know, to make a change so that we'd pick, you know, Biden or shit. But I just don't see it. But that's what they're trying to do, in my opinion. I think that they're, you know, after November, you'll still hear about it, but you'll hear about it in very soft tones, and it'll eventually just fade off the screen. Or, oh, yeah, that thing that happened last year.
All right. I've heard that from one or two people. Thanks very much. I appreciate it. Actually, I've heard that from Democrats and Republicans, from people who hate Trump and people who love Trump, that after November, we're not going to hear about COVID-19. I hope we don't, and I hope that means that nobody's getting sick from it. But I want to know what you think the end game of this is going to be. Also, if somebody is showing up at a live music venue and they aren't wearing a mask, they aren't social distancing, should the live music venue get hit with a shutdown order? The stage got hit with a shutdown order. I got to get all the details on exactly what happened. But, I mean, they've been trying their best to make a go of it. Banchetti's is doing Groovin' in the Grove on Wednesday nights. They're also doing live music on Friday night. I know that they have a very active legal team that they have contracted with to make sure that they are in full compliance. Poppy Grande's also in full compliance, and they're going to try the live music again with proper legal counsel. And, you know, a lot of it, I mean, I don't mean to sound like a broken record any more than I do, but, you know, I think a lot of being forewarned is being forearmed, or is it the other way around? You got to make sure that you've got lawyers who know what they're doing when it comes to dealing with the various health departments and the COVID-19 situation. It's 5:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. So the stage in Clarence joins a list of places shut down by the Erie County Health Department. I talked with the owner of the stage a few minutes ago, Bob Bieber. He may or may not be calling in to the program. I'm not sure. But a few questions that I have. First of all, is it fair for venues and restaurants and places to be shut down because patrons at them may not be following social distancing or masking requirements? Why not just go after the people who are failing to obey the requirements and leaving the business owners alone? They're paying property taxes. They're paying property taxes, and they don't even have a chance to make any money. They're paying property taxes, and they don't have a chance to bring in any revenue, which kind of sucks. You know, it's almost like taxation without representation. It's taxation without any compensation. So there's that. I think the people who can't follow the rules, I think those are the people that ought to be held responsible, and not the establishments, because the establishments can only do so much. Now, supposedly in Bradford, Pennsylvania, there's a group called the Bradford Brown Shirts going around and ratting out their neighbors. I'd like to know more about that group. What else? Oh, one of the things that that gets me, too, is what is the end game with COVID-19? Because when it all started, the end game was flattening the curve. Remember all those signs on the thruway? Flattening the curve. Well, we flattened the curve. We gave the hospitals, in fact, we gave the hospitals so much leeway that they had to lay off staffs because nobody was going to the hospital for any other reason. And actually, you know, when we hear about the hospitalization of younger people, I can't prove this, but it wouldn't surprise me if the hospitalization of younger people is a function of, number one, people being more aware of the symptoms of COVID-19, and number two, hospitals that used to turn these people away accepting these people as patients because they need their revenue, because their revenue from elective surgeries went in the crapper during the height of COVID-19. Is wearing a mask giving in to fear? What is the end game? I'm just curious where you see this thing going. And no more New Era Field in Buffalo. Should they just call it the Ralph? Because everybody calls it the Ralph anyway. I mean, did anybody really say, hey, let's go to New Era Field? It was always the Ralph. Not going to make any money in naming rights, and that's a big part of revenue. I would not want to see Kim and Terry eating cat food. You know, I wouldn't want that. All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Mike in Wheatfield, you're on. Hello, thanks for holding.
Hi, Tom.
Michael.
I think that they should, the patrons, if they don't follow the rules, remove them. Don't close the business down. On TV this morning, they showed a bar in England. The people weren't social distancing. So the bar owner put an electrified fence in it to encourage social distancing. He did admit he didn't turn the power on, but, you know, it had all the warnings on like you see on a farm fence. And today I saw on TV in the Walden Galleria, there already was a fight of young people. I mean, they just opened the mall. You're not going to close the mall because they're not social distancing.
I'm kind of you had me at electrified fence, to be honest with you.
Well, that was on the local TV, you know, one of those clips. They didn't show more, but they just said people weren't social distancing. So what they did, the owner put the electrified fence in. You know, it has the warnings on, like you see on fences. I'm sure they, when the owner admitted that he didn't turn the power on yet, but he said it seems to be working. But
all right, but pretend, you know, just pretend you own, like, a live music venue. Let's just pretend you do. Do you really think it's fair that you end up having to pay a fine because a few drunken people outside of your field of vision do stupid things that end up landing you in hot water?
No.
Because I don't.
No.
I mean, if the rule is clearly stated, do not rush the stage and dance by the stage, to me, that's not on the joint. That's on the people who don't follow the rules.
Right. You're right. It's just like, you know.
It would be like giving a speeding ticket to Ford instead of the driver.
Like before this COVID thing, if someone went in the bar, you know, got drunk and started throwing bottles around or something and fights, they throw the guy out. I mean, they didn't close the establishment.
Well, yeah, I mean, enough trouble calls and the SLA would get involved with licensure hearings and stuff like that. What is the end game? Because I'm trying to figure out what the end game is with all this stuff.
I heard one doctor say that 2022, this is going to go. That's when the virus will mutate. He don't think they're going to find a vaccine or some kind of drug that's going to sufficiently stop the spread of it.
But it's been mutating all along.
Well, yeah, that could be a problem. Because, well, right now, the latest, but they keep changing this stuff, though.
Well, exactly. I think, you know what? I'm beginning to believe that when all is said and done, we're going to find that the Chinese government is responsible for this.
There's no doubt about that.
I think it all starts. I'm beginning to fall in line with people who believe that owing to the way this virus is behaving, there was something man-made about it. They took an existing virus and they messed up with they messed around with it.
But you said the end game. Now, like most people, when this came out in March, I did all the stuff. I can do this a few weeks, but you know this isn't like a normal flu. I thought that it would die out in the summer like the flu usually does. It's not doing that.
Well, again, is it or isn't it? Because do you trust the statistics anymore? Do you trust the numbers? I used to trust statistics and numbers. I don't anymore.
Not when there's money involved, as far as, you know, like if you're paid to cause a death positive, get more money from the government, you're going to put that on your positive list.
All right. I thank you for the call. All right. What is the end game with COVID-19? And if you're just joining us, by the way, interesting note, New Era Field is no longer New Era Field. The Bills and New Era have gone their separate ways, as Journey once sang. 803, first time all day, got some open phone lines. Holy cow. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Debbie in Tonawanda. Debbie.
Hello.
Hello, Debbie. What's your take on everything we've been talking about?
I think it's psychological warfare. I think they're programming the public to be afraid and to do whatever they tell them to do. If they told you to stand on one foot and hop in one spot, and you won't get infected, people will do it. The thing that gets me most are these idiots who are driving around in their car with a mask on by themselves. I mean, are people that frightened? And how come people were so flipping dirty before? I couldn't get soap after the first 3 weeks. Nobody washed their hands. Nobody used disinfectant. Are you kidding me?
Well, no, people panic bought. It's the same. It's the same thing they did with toilet paper. I mean, anybody who needs that much toilet paper probably should have seen a doctor a long time before COVID.
Well, it's ridiculous.
Well, no, I mean, the hand sanitizer was panic buying. You're aware of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you heard the story about the guy who went on eBay. He bought like 50,000 bottles of hand sanitizer so he could black market it and sell it to the people who were freaking out.
Yeah. My only thought is I wish I'd have thought of that idea. So basically, okay, this is all social engineering, but I need to know, what is the end game?
Well, it should have ended weeks ago.
No, but where is this going? How long is this going to last?
Until November 5th.
Well, look, you're not the only person to say that. I said earlier, I've had people who hate Donald Trump and I've had people who love Donald Trump say all this is it's an attempt to destroy the economy so Donald Trump gets voted out of office, and then the minute Biden gets into office, suddenly COVID is going to be regarded like the same way we regard tuberculosis. We know it's out there. We know 10 million people a year get it, but it's not a big deal.
Yeah. Look, if you're old and you're already sick, if you already have pre-existing conditions, I respect that. Of course, wear a mask, protect yourself. But summer has been canceled. The kids are going to go back to school where they're going to sit 10 feet apart.
At least 6 feet apart. And this is why I'd love to hear from teachers. And I know that, time is a factor, but I would also like to hear from parents who are spending gobs of money to send their kids to institutions to be indoctrinated. And half their classes might very well be online. You know, since when did Harvard become the University of Phoenix?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I could go to Walmart. You can hand me a receipt, but those kids couldn't go on stage and get handed a diploma. Are you kidding me?
I know. Hey, the one thing I do know about Walmart, and this is very important, just remember this, Debbie, and never, ever forget what I'm about to tell you. If you are ever going to commit a murder, never go to Walmart, okay? Thank you. That is what I've learned from binge-watching the true crime shows. Let's go right now to the owner of the stage, Main Street in Clarence, Bob Bieber. Bob, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm very, very sorry to read that you guys got shut down. What is the story? What actually happened?
Well, we had the bike night on Tuesday, and evidently some people wouldn't put their mask on, and the health department came in and closed us, shut us down due to the health concern of not having a mask on.
So for how long did the shutdown order last?
Well, I went in at 9 this morning and I talked to Mark Kowalski, the deputy, and they gave me a certificate about an hour ago to reopen.
Well, that is good news. Did you get dinged with a fine?
They didn't say that there would be any fine issue, because we understand that the concerns, and all we want to do is open and run safe business and get some income coming in.
Yeah, you mean a business actually supposed to have income coming in? Bob, hold on a minute. I've got some business I've got to take care of, and then I want to come back with you, because one of the things I've been talking about all day is whether the establishments should be held responsible or the people who can't follow the rules should be held responsible. So stand by. We'll talk with Bob Bieber from The Stage. Bob Bieber is with us with The Stage. They got shut down. They do have permission to reopen. And Bob, One of the little pet peeves I have here is, you're trying to run a business. You cannot possibly have a one-to-one staffing ratio to customer at your business. I happen to believe that if a customer is not wearing a mask when they're supposed to wear a mask, if they're not socially distancing when they're supposed to be socially distancing, I believe that should be on the customer and not on you, the business owner. Have you any thoughts on that?
Yeah, that was one of my issues that we talked to the health department about. That yesterday we put on an outside security company, in addition to increasing our staff, to ask people to put masks on, and we ended up getting punished for it. And the health department he could see that it wasn't our fault that people, you ask them to put the mask on and they don't. What do you physically try to remove them? And it's not fair to the business owner.
Did the inspector show up during the event, or did you get the notification following the event?
No, they came with two sheriff, officers with them last night during the event, and it was closed.
But at the end of the day, you're a small business. You're trying to bring in revenue. How in the world have you even been able to, keep up with the mortgage or the lease payments, whatever arrangement you have, not to mention the utilities, et cetera?
We missed any of the loan disaster loans or anything by days, because we just opened in February. We started in January. So we've got no financial assistance from anybody. So it's been really difficult for us.
No, I can imagine. I think the big question people have, number one, will there be more bike nights?
As of right now, we can't have the outside events. When they change some of the rulings, hopefully we're really looking forward to doing them again. Once some of the rulings changes for outside events.
And Bob, a question I feel awkward asking: do you have crabs?
We have crabs coming for Friday. All you can eat.
All you can eat crabs at at the stage. I thought I might get you on that one. I thought I might. Obviously, you got a lot of friends in the area, Bob, who definitely were sorry to see you guys shut down. Happy that you guys are going to reopen, and sorry you had to go through the rigmarole. But again, hopefully the patrons will do their best to help you out.
Right.
I mean, that's the important thing. Bob Bieber with The Stage, thank you very much for joining us, and good luck with All You Can Eat Crab.
Yep, and that's Friday.
Okay, well, good luck. I know people love their crab. Bob Bieber with The Stage. And I'm glad to see that they're going to be able to reopen. And I'm glad it doesn't seem like they got dinged with a fine, and that's something else that's good. But seriously, I'm not 100% on masks. I don't know if they work or if they don't work, but one of the things that I would encourage you to do, if you're going to do as I try to do and patronize local businesses, please put yourself in the local business's shoes and understand that your actions as one individual, forget about COVID, Your actions as one individual not following the rule can have enormous consequences on small business people like Bob, like the stage, and other businesses. So even if you think the mask is BS, even if you don't feel comfortable in a mask, just remember, somebody has invested a lot of money to make it possible for you to go out. So you really, you know, look, I mean, I hate to sound like you must follow the rules, but it just out of common courtesy to the business owner, please follow the rules so the business owner doesn't end up having to spend time dealing with the county or dealing with the state. And it sounds like the county was pretty decent with Mr. Bieber from the stage. And all-you-can-eat crab Friday. I'll try to stop by, Phil, and maybe snag some for you and bring them back to the station.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.